I think we'd be remiss if we didn't go back to last year. That was a special season. 8-2 overall. Playoff wins for the first time in school history, if I'm not mistaken. Just talk about what a special year last year was for you and everybody in Firelands.
Yeah, I mean, obviously for, you know, our community, our sports programs, I think dealing with the adversity that was, you know, a pandemic season, for our kids to come out and play the way they did was obviously special to see, and super proud of that football team. And, you know, I'm really looking forward to what we can do this year as well.
Coach, I believe this was year five for you, fifth year. So how long does it take the kids to get used to you, you to them, that whole process, especially because that was your first head coaching job, if I'm not mistaken. So where are you at in that now that all these kids know you and you know them?
Yeah, well, the kids that graduated last year was our first four-year class.
Yeah.
You know, so I think certainly within the first maybe 2 to 3 years, there was more of a routine. They understood what we want as far as, you know, a 12-month program and the expectations that we want for our kids. So it certainly takes, you know, not only coaches to kind of project that to their players of what to do and what we want, but from the players as well to respond from us, you know, what they like, what they don't like, and adjust from there.
Digging into your personnel a bit, and I got to see some of these kids throughout basketball and baseball season. Kyle Ransom, a quarterback, again, got to see him plenty in non-football season. Heck of an athlete he is. I got to imagine you're very excited to see what he can do under center again for you this year.
Absolutely. He's a super talented kid, very coachable, you know, is always asking the right questions, and, you know, just his progression from, you know, not being able to play his sophomore year because he broke his collarbone in week one, to being able to come out as a junior and take hold of the football team and lead us to where we went. So certainly excited for his senior year. And you know, I think he's a very talented player. And I think the team certainly rallies around him.
Elsewhere offensively, who are some of the names that we need to be familiar with the Falcons this year?
Yeah, so if we start in the backfield, you know, carrying the football, we'll have Corey Newark and Weston Strader, two kids that had that job last year, you know, when they spelled Donald Crawford. And then outside, you know, we're really excited about a number of guys, you know, after having to replace Alex Angle and Caden Bomback, which, you know, certainly isn't easy to
do.
Yeah. But Austin Copen and Abel Coltrip, Corey Ransom, Kyle's brother, and Tristan Bourne. I think there's several kids that will get some opportunities.
Coach, at a school like Firelands, and Rocco mentioned it, with Ransom being a three-sport guy, not that you have a lot of three-sport guys, but how important is it that guys play a couple of sports? They get that competition in different sports. How can that help them on the football field? And I'm sure it helps them in their other sports as well.
100%. We preach, you know, playing as many sports as you can, especially at a school of our size. You know, a lot of our coaches, including myself, we are three-sport athletes as well. So we certainly promote that. And you're right, it's the competition aspects. You can lift weights in the off season, but you can also do that while you're playing basketball or you're wrestling or you're playing baseball. So our kids understand that. We want to project a message at Firelands to play as many sports as possible, compete all year round, and have success in as many things as you can.
I was digging through some off-season comments from you, and you know, found a conversation that you had with the publication talking about the freshman and JV levels of your program. You seem pretty impressed with them in the off-season. Talk to me about that a little bit, how that helps set you up for the future.
Yeah, you know, when I think about last year, obviously we're proud of those two playoff games, but something I'm, you know, also proud of is having a JV and freshman program at Firelands. So we had 17 wins between the three levels, and you know, I think that's a reflection of obviously my assistant coaches and these kids buying in. But it's a lot of fun when you can get kids on the field as freshmen, you know, playing against freshmen and having a solid JV team as well. You know, those are kind of the building blocks of a program. We certainly want to keep doing that.
The comments that you sent to us, one of the things that caught my attention, you've got over 15 letter winners coming back, but you also said you've got a group of younger kids. They need to adjust to the Friday night lights. How long does that take?
We'll see. I think it depends on the kid. It depends on the athlete. You know, I think in our first scrimmage, we saw some of those jitter-type things as far as having their first varsity experience. you know, you never know what you're going to get in a season, right? You prepare consistently, and you hope for those successes and try to meet your goals and expectations. But for these kids, really what the barrier they need to break through is that experience on a Friday night. And we have to see how quickly they can adjust. And certainly our first couple of opponents will teach us that quick.
Well, you led into my next question, because it's not easy for a young group getting used to the Friday night lights when you go on the road, taking on teams like Edison in Rocky River, and then you have your home opener with your rival in Vermilion. Talk about the start of the season and how difficult or a challenge is it to have back-to-back games on the road against two real quality opponents.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we look at those as, you know, two playoff games on the road to start, and you have to. So for our players, it was about, you know, making sure we adjusted not only to, you know, having a new non-conference, but also a new August where we only have 2 weeks to get ready, you know. So I think it's gone really well. And again, it's just a matter of how quickly we can get those kids up to speed. And I think they're certainly adhering to our coaching and what we want to do. So we're excited to go and play those 2 weeks, you know, but obviously we have a scrimmage to get to tomorrow as well.
You alluded to my next question a bit there with some of the schedule changes and how, you know, some things were different this offseason. Just your thoughts, Coach, on some of the changes the OHSAA made with high school football, adding more teams, kind of changing the days in the summer. Just your thoughts on that.
So starting with August, you know, I'm completely okay with the 2 weeks of preseason. You know, that kind of reminds me of what, you know, our college football when I played years ago kind of reflected as far as a pretty quick preseason. You know, as far as the summertime, I don't want to have my kids unlimited. I knew that, yeah, that was a new rule. You know, we kept our same schedule. We're going to lift in June, let these kids play basketball and baseball, and start our practices in July, and still keep it to 10 days because we feel like that's all we need to get ready in any given year and give these kids the flexibility to have other interests in things outside of football.
Definitely. And again, physically, I know you kind of alluded to it, but do you feel they're ready for the start of the season physically?
I do. I think the time we are given with this new structure, the week less in August, is fine. You know, I think our kids are physically ready. And again, we'll see how the experience factor can play in this first couple weeks.
Haven't asked a lot of coaches about it, but just your take on the expansion of the playoffs. The playoffs were so important for you guys last year. Just your overall thoughts. There's no right or wrong answer to this. Just wondering what you thought of them doubling to 16 teams in each region and now having to play an extra week in the playoffs should the teams that get all the way to the state championship.
Yeah, I think, you know, at the end of the day, it's more opportunities for the kids, right? You know, so as far as my personal opinion on if more teams is better or if it's not, I think it's kind of irrelevant because for the kids, they're playing a playoff game, you know. And, you know, for us last year, I think mathematically we were in the playoffs, you know, but got seated down by the coaches' poll. And, you know, we'll just have to get used to that 16 team out of, I think, 24 in our region, you know, and how that's going to factor in. But it's more opportunities for the kids, and I'm certainly not going to complain about that.
Yeah, I would think maybe for teams, let's say you're late in the year and you're maybe not having quite the year you thought, you probably still have something to play for, where in previous years you'd be out of it. It might be easier to sell a team in week 8, 9, or 10 to keep pushing through because there's a chance that you could get rewarded.
Absolutely. I think that's a great perspective to have. And for coaches, you know, it's more practice time. So if you're a young football team and maybe you struggled and you got a lower seed, you have an extra week of practice with a young football team to prepare for next year. So there's certainly positives about it.
What are some of the expectations, you know, now that what you did last year, and I know last year's in the past, mm-hmm. but does it change expectations, or how do you guys look at goals, and how do you about to go?
You know, for us, we always try to keep our goals the same, right? It's just about how you go about them. So for us, our goal is every year to be the least penalized team in the conference, to compete for a conference championship and compete in the playoffs. So I think if you're consistent with your goals, then the what you need to do that from there is figure out how do you get this specific team to those goals. You know, last year we coached them differently than the team we have this year. So it's just about, you know, your approach from year to year as opposed to changing goals.
So least penalized team in the league. So Freddie Kitchens and the Browns in 2019, that just must have had you pulling your hair out watching that, right?
yeah, certainly.
Well, that's a great goal to have, though. Which I mean, not everybody prioritizes that necessarily. You see, you know, X amount of yards per game or hold the opposition to such and such defensively. But to focus on penalties, I think that's pretty neat that you got the details and focus like that.
Yeah, to us football-wise, I think it comes down to three things: penalties, turnovers, and explosive plays. And if you usually win those battles, you're probably going to win the game.
You know, it's hard enough in high school football to drive 70, 80 yards plus, right?
Yes.
You add in holding penalties, mistakes, mm-hmm. those sort of pre-snap penalties, it makes it even more difficult. I don't know if I've ever heard a coach talk about that, the penalty aspect. I would imagine then the discipline part that you're trying to teach the kids yeah. is an important part of how you teach and how you coach.
Absolutely. Penalties reflect maybe a miss, I would say, in maybe certain situations, right, or technique. You know, things like that. So it's certainly a discipline aspect too. But yeah, and those three things we focus on. But as far as like rushing yards, passing yards, I don't think you can harp on those. It's just a matter of getting those turnovers, explosive sure. plays, and penalties in order.
Coach, I think that just about does it for us. So, Rocco, you got anything else for Coach?
No. I'm just trying to find him on the schedule here. Looks like we got him, September 3rd, taking on Vermilion.
Yes,
and
we do. So he's got the Vermilion Sailors at home on September 3rd. And, of course, the chance in weeks 9 and 10, as we always leave those TBA, that when the Falcons have a lot to play for, we'll probably get you on again. And
definitely.
Congratulations on 2020. Best of luck this year.
I appreciate it. Thanks for having me on.
That's our pleasure. That's Ryan O'Rourke, the head football coach of the Fireless Falcons. We'll take